Governor Andrew Cuomo delivered his State of the State and a $145.3 billion budget in Albany yesterday.
The arrows are finally pointed in the right direction.
Cuomo says New York State is still subject to problems affecting the country, crumbling infrastructure, slow economic recovery, climate change, the growing specter of terrorism, homelessness, government gridlock, and the ever-widening gap between the wealthy and everyone else. But he says the state of the state is strong, that the Empire State is poised to grow and lead. Our economic success, he says, has been matched with social progress.
We were right when we showed this nation true leadership and we passed marriage equality. And we were right when we stood up for the women of this state and we passed the Women's Equality Act. And we were right when we passed the most aggressive law stopping sexual violence on college campuses in the nation. And we were right when we stopped fingerprinting for food. And we were right when we led the way on climate change. And we were right when we stopped discrimination based on sexual identity. And we were right when we passed common sense gun safety laws, and now New York has the smartest laws in the nation. And remember this, since Sandy Hook, when we passed our gun control law, we have had fewer gun deaths in the state of New York, thanks to your good work. That is leadership. Fiscally responsible Democrats.
This is not real. This is not real. Come to the neighborhoods. The poverty is high. He has a $1 billion surplus, and the poverty is high. They owe us $4 billion.
New York State Assembly member from Brooklyn, Charles Barron, was disgusted by what he heard.
And I said, Governor, I'm tired of your hypocrisy. This is not the real state of the state. What about the state of the Black and Latino communities? Where is your program for poverty? $1 billion we need for poverty, not 25 million. And how could you be such a hypocrite when you didn't even pay? You're talking about how great the state is doing. You owe $4.8 billion for campaign for fiscal equity. And that's the poor Black and brown neighborhoods in the state. And $2 billion belongs to New York State. The court ordered you to do that, and he refuses to pay.
The Campaign for Fiscal Equity is a lawsuit. It was won in the New York State Court of Appeals, and it requires the state to increase funding of the New York City school system. It charged that funding was insufficient, that it deprived students of a sound basic education. That's why the assembly member brought it up. Barron says Cuomo is ignoring the needs of poor New Yorkers, and he takes issue with Cuomo's homeless policy.
And what about the hypocrisy, Governor, of you talking about the police should take the homeless off the street because you're concerned that they're cold, when you gutted the Advantage program that would have given them rent subsidies to get permanent apartments. So you put them on the street and then want the police to take them off the street. That's hypocrisy. So I got up and I stated that, and I went down toward the front and told them that I'm not staying for the rest of your empty, hypocritical rhetoric. And I left.
In 2011, Cuomo pulled $92 million of funding from the Advantage program. It led to the eventual termination of the program, and it forced 14,000 former beneficiaries out of housing. Now he's proposing $20 billion over 5 years for new affordable housing and additional shelter beds. He says the state has recorded over 2,500 violations in shelters across the state, and he calls for an audit of homeless shelters statewide.
We have developed a strategy and a plan. Controller Thomas DiNapoli will audit shelters statewide. And we thank him very much. Tom. Controller Scott Stringer will review and inspect the New York City shelter system. And we thank him very much. Controller Stringer.
Cuomo says shelters found unsafe would be required to add police protection. But the question remains as to whether he put New York City Comptroller Scott Stringer in control of city shelters. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
The audit is a separate matter, and that's where I'm respectfully contesting. The audit, which as I understand it, obviously we want to know the details, but is Comptroller DiNapoli and Comptroller Stringer working together, could be very consistent with our goal of making sure that every shelter is fixed. Because, look, Governor, I think, indicated there are some shelters that do very well. You know, there's some shelters run by organizations that are tremendously respected. There are others that just haven't measured up. That's why we put together our shelter repair squad. That's why I asked for the investigation from the Department of Investigation back last spring to figure out where are the problems so we can fix them. If the audit is complementary to that effort, that's perfectly acceptable. What we lacked in the past was the resources to help us fix the problems. Again, on first blush, now the resources will be there.
Cuomo met with New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio ahead of the speech. The two men have had a contentious relationship, most recently centered on homelessness. Cuomo's administration has faulted the mayor for not doing enough. On Wednesday, Cuomo thanked the mayor, though, for assisting on the administration's plan. The court settlements Cuomo wants to divert to homelessness and other programs come from settlements with financial institutions. They were investigated for violating trading sanctions and mishandling home mortgage-related securities, mortgages, and foreclosures. They are part of a $2.3 billion windfall following a wave of corruption scandals in the legislature with Sheldon Silver and Dean Skelos and Malcolm Smith. Cuomo is calling for tight limits on lawmakers' outside income. His plan, modeled after restrictions placed on members of Congress, would restrict a lawmaker's outside income to 15% of the legislature's salary, currently at $79,500. The governor also wants to close the so-called LLC loophole, which allows limited liability corporations to skirt campaign finance limits. This even though his campaign took in $800,000 through that loophole. Cuomo again called for gradually raising the current $9 minimum wage to $15 an hour, an increase which would be phased in New York City in 2019 and the rest of the state on July 1, 2021. Senate leader John Flanagan, a Long Island Republican, told reporters, "I don't think that works at all." He says Cuomo's $300 million in small business income tax cuts isn't nearly enough to offset the damage of a $15 minimum wage. So it looks like the New York State Senate will continue its battle on that front. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.